Blackstone Audio presents Die Twice by Andrew Grant. For Tasha, my sun, my moon, and my stars, only brighter and more beautiful. He had two guns, as I expected, his service weapon and a backup, a factory-fresh Beretta M9-92F, and an ancient-scratched Walther PPK. One under his left arm, the other strapped to his left ankle, both still in their holsters. There's a strict protocol for bringing the career of a fellow professional to a premature end. It demanded that I take out the Beretta, place it in his right hand, curl his index finger through the trigger guard, release the safety, discharge at least one round, give him the final dignity of appearing to whoever found his body that he'd at least gone down fighting. I'd always followed those rules before. With an Armenian, two Iranians, a Peruvian, a Ukrainian, even a Frenchman, on one bizarre occasion. But that evening, I left the guns where they were. I didn't even loosen the straps that held them in place. I just left him lying face down on the strip of coarse office carpet, picked up the green metal flask he'd been so desperate to take, and walked away. He was from Royal Navy Intelligence, just like me. The insult I'd paid him was deliberate, calculated, unmistakable to anyone from our world, and only ever paid to a traitor. Chapter 1. I come from a small family. My mother was an only child. My father had one sister, but they weren't close. We didn't see much of her even when I was a kid, partly because she still lived in Ireland, and my parents found it a nuisance to get over there, but mostly because the two of them didn't get on.